Good evening, everybody. This is Mosquito Love Tea, and I thank you once again for tuning in with me to my podcast. As I sit here and I listen to the rain that beats against my window, I am reminded of the tranquility and the peace and the sound that it brings to my spirit, to my mind, into my atmosphere. I have a question for all of my listeners, for all of you that tune in to my podcast. Do you know what real peace is? Have you ever experienced real tranquility? And have you really taken the time to just release anything that you may have picked up throughout the day? You know, it's sort of like you inhale and you exhale. So whatever you picked up during the day, you have to release it, sort of like an exhale. And inhale the beauty, the tranquility, the peace, the joy, the love, everything that's associated with these emotions. So then that way you can start all over the next day with a great mindset, with a positive energy and a positive vibe. So as I sit here and listen to the rain beat against my window, I started to think about how grateful I really am for life, for health, for being in my right mind, for strength. I'm thankful for these things. I don't take these things for granted, because it's easy for us to take things for granted. The small things is the big things. And I understand, you know, if we have, you know, the necessities of life, you know, like cars and houses, etc., etc. But if those things were taken away from you, would you still have joy? Would you still have peace? Would you still experience tranquility? Would you still have joy? See, these are the things that a lot of people take for granted because they are used to having things. But the real blessings are the inner things, because the things that we acquire in this life, they're only temporal. We're not taking them when we leave this life. So why not work on the great things? You know, I talked with someone and he told me, he said, I'm here for a good time, not for a long time. And when he said that, I had to sit back and think about that. You know, we take on so many stress, so many baggage, so much baggage from people. We take on so many things, added unnecessary things, that we don't take the time to appreciate or to be able to give. And when I say give, I'm not just talking monetary. I'm talking about give love, give peace, give joy, give happiness. All of these positive, great forces that's within us, if we find it, because it's there. So as I pondered what he said, I thought that was very interesting. So I'm sitting here and I just thought that I would want to talk about that, because the tranquility of the rain is soothing just to listen to it. And not to mention, we've been having a lot of hot days, and it's such a blessing to be able to experience a low humidity during the evening. I don't know about y'all, but I was sweating. I had to take at least about 4 showers a day just to keep my body temperature down, because I experienced heat rashes and my body temperature be high, and it's not good. So you have to take, you know, cool showers and, you know, keep the rash from spreading, as it itches. So I don't know about y'all, but I'm thankful and I'm grateful that this heat wave is over for now. And so I'm just sitting here and I'm just enjoying this tranquility and this peace. And also during tranquility and this peaceful atmosphere, it allows me to start thinking and reflecting on my life. It allows me to do a inventory, if you will, of what it is that I may have to let go, what it is that I may have to invite in, and what it is I may have to rearrange and change. So it's always a blessing. I've been in a season where I have not been around a lot of people. And even though I try, you know, to bring people together, I try to, you know, have events that will bring people together to make them happy, I've noticed that there has been a lot of my friends that hasn't showed up. And I had to come to terms with that. I had to come to the terms of understanding that when God is doing something new in your life, sometimes he has to remove people that you try to keep in your life because they can be a hindrance to what he's trying to do in your life. It doesn't make them bad people. It doesn't mean that they are not there. It just means that that's God's way of showing you that he wants to do something new within you. And you have to now create that of what you desire to have. And you can't do it with a lot of distractions. You can't do it always being busy trying to bring other people into your world when that's not God's will for that particular time. So I understand that. And this moment of tranquility allowed me to be able to get rid of the anxiety, to get rid of the disappointments, to get rid of any negative emotion that may be associated with disappointment and anxiety. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I hope that you are. I hope that I can also just give you little tidbits of nuggets that you can also apply to your life. When God is doing something in your life, it is not for you to try to fix it. It's for you to accept it. So as I sit here and I thought about, you know, what my friend said to me about he's here for in this life for a good time, not for a long time. That showed me that it was all about spreading whatever positive vibe he has to whoever he comes in contact with. So I thought that that was interesting. And in this season and in your season, sometimes God just wants to have that one-on-one with you without the distractions. So don't fight against it, y'all. Allow God to show you the beauty within the situations. We all have problems. We all go through a lot of things. We all have ups and we all have downs. We all have tests. We all have trials. We all know what it is to win, and we also know what it is to lose. But when you understand that all of this is a part of life and all of this comes to make you strong and to build you as a person, then you have to accept what it is that God allows. And I know sometimes we could say that, and it's easier said than done, and it can be a cliche. But we know that there are some things in our lives that we just have no control over, and there are certain things that we do. And then there are certain things that we're waiting for that we have to manifest, but we can't manifest that until we get rid of all the clutter of the negativity that we have to let go. So in order to experience the peace and the tranquility and the happiness and the joy and the love, you have to let go of the selfishness, of the unforgiveness, of the disappointments, of the anxiety, of the depression. All of these things cloud our better judgment. So, if you hear this message on tonight, please feel free. Leave me a message. Leave me a comment. Subscribe to my page. Okay? Remember, the slogan that I always say is live, laugh, and love. You don't know how you're actually living until you do yourself inventory. Live life to the fullest without regrets, without apologies. Get rid of the junk that stops you and hinders you from being the best you. Laugh. Life has already come with all the serious things that we have to do and responsibilities that we have to take care of. Sometimes you have to stop and just laugh. Enjoy being you. Enjoy being around people that help you to laugh and love. Number one, loving yourself. Loving who you are as an individual, as a person. That way you can spread that same love. And let's just be real, not all the time is receptive. But you know, as long as you are putting it out there in the atmosphere, in the universe, you're going to have the greatest return. Okay? So live, laugh, and love. And remember, we all have shortcomings. We all have flaws. We all have weaknesses. We all don't cross every T and dot every I. But without the mess and going through the mess and allowing God to bring you out of the mess, you won't have a message. Okay? So I'm about to sign off. And again, I thank each and every last one of you that have already subscribed to my channel. And if you have not did it now, have done it, please do so now. And if you would like to be a guest on my podcast, please feel free to send me an email at MARKI_ROSS, @yahoo.com. And in the subject box, you say, be a guest. Again, I appreciate every last one of you for tuning in. I love you, and I will talk with you later.